Yes, begin. With a chorus of the Star Spangled Banner. You ready, Roberta?
I'm ready, Bob.
Oh, okay.
Can you see
by the dawn's
early? I think that was yesterday.
That was
today
so
is
yesterday.
Today, that was what? Excuse
that was
me?
So yesterday.
How do you mean that?
I mean, that was so yesterday.
Yesterday.
I don't think they enjoyed our singing.
Apparently not. Yeah, I didn't get any bad email on it.
We had a good time.
We did have a good time. That's what this is all about. The Good Day program is a good time had, hopefully, by all. Richie's stuck in traffic someplace. Meanwhile, Roberta, who doesn't have to go anywhere, and neither does Jennifer, neither do I, we're right here raring to go. The queen
of cheap. We're in our jammies.
All right. The Christmas spirit has come upon us, it would appear. So what do you have for us later in this half hour? The deals for Fun Friday, the freebie fun, say it again, Doug, the freebie Fun Friday deals.
Well, some of it is free and some of it is cheap enough to be a lot of fun. And we have all sorts of Christmas DVDs and music and homemade gifts. And even a way to thank the troops. I finally gave in and said, okay, Christmas is going to be here soon. All right. I surrender.
You do?
I surrender.
Christmas's sleigh bells.
Generally, it's like Thanksgiving's my cutoff, but it's like, okay, it's only a few days before I surrender.
Yep. All right, so that's part of the Queen of Cheap Report coming up in a few minutes here. Television later on in this hour. Jen, what do we have that's of interest and import?
Big story today.
Oh, big story. Yeah.
A star of TV has come down with the West Nile virus.
No.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Really?
Ooh.
Dun, 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 dun. No. I was looking at something about...
That was Hawaii Five-0. No, this person was not on Hawaii Five-0.
All right. So that's coming up. The New York story of the day for Roberta is that President Obama showed up in town yesterday.
Yes, he did.
And how'd that affect traffic and... Weather
well, he
together.
Went to Staten Island, so it does absolutely nothing for us.
So he landed, would land at Newark, right, and get on the helicopter and go over from there?
Yeah. It's usually when he comes to Manhattan with, the 27 million car motorcade and the 50 million police officers and the 5,000 decoy cars shuts down all the streets and, people in New York and in Manhattan especially go, gee, thank you, Mr. President, for thinking of us. Yeah. Please go away.
You guys take him for a day or two a year. We
but
get to deal with him every day.
Doesn't affect us at all.
No.
As far as traffic is concerned. I mean, my heart goes out.
Where is Staten Island? Is it near? I mean, is it
it's
near
off from
New Jersey?
You can throw a stone from Manhattan to Staten Island.
Well, yeah,
the Statue of Liberty.
It's,
the Statue of Liberty is there.
Okay.
Across the river, but kind of a little south of Manhattan.
I'll take Manhattan.
So if you go to Jersey, if you go into South Jersey, you have to go through Staten Island.
The Bronx and Staten Island.
Is it really an island?
Yes, it really is an island. Mm-hmm. Well, it's an island if you think about surrounding it, especially between Staten Island and Jersey, is all swampland.
All right, we have
a lot of swamps.
Can I tease the 2020? This is sort of a music quiz, in a manner of speaking. There are... Well, it's too early. Let me just, before we're done here, when Roberta gets done with the Queen of Cheap Report, I have what I think you'll find is an interesting question to pursue. Mm-hmm. And the prize will be some Pure Attitude creams and lotions and things that will make your face and body look unbelievably wonderful, if you can imagine. Anything more beautiful than Roberta and Jennifer together? Check out their pictures, by the way, at DougStefan.com. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration, Richie, has confirmed that 5-Hour energy drinks may be involved in the deaths of at least 13 to 14 people over the past couple of years.
Yep.
That's another great job done by the FDA, approving it and then saying, oh, well, maybe not.
Not so much.
Not so much.
What are these things that are causing this?
Well, let's start with Monster.
Highly concentrated caffeine.
Caffeine, isn't it all?
Mm. It's a ton of caffeine.
Heart attacks, convulsions, a spontaneous abortion.
And don't forget, most of the time that people drink these is because they're hurting already, which means they're either doing lack of sleep or they're hungover. Well, so then you mix in whatever weakness their body has at that point, and then you're mixing in all this caffeine.
I love this.
Back up one step.
Which step?
Spontaneous abortion.
A spontaneous abortion.
Yeah,
so somebody is drinking these while pregnant.
How stupid is that?
Whew.
That really is stupid. And by the way, a spokesperson for the company says we're unaware of any problems.
Because we don't read the newspaper and we have no access to TV or radio.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Wow.
Unbelievable. All right, so Richie.
Yes, sir.
Second time you're in the spotlight here.
Ah.
We have the complete 12-minute interview that Bob Rivers, one of our colleagues, conducted with Paula Broadwell.
Yep.
And trying to think of, we've posted it at DougStephan.com, so you can hear the whole thing there. But I want to play it on the air. I'm trying to figure out maybe the 8:30 Eastern time part of the program would be a good place to put it.
That looks good.
I think that would work, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. So that's something. But if you want to not wait till then, you go to DougStephan.com and go to the box, the right box of, I always forget what we call that. What is that?
Audio highlights.
Audio highlights, right, yes. Exactly. And it is right there for you to listen to. Here's a highlight of your day. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, folks who use the U.S. Postal Service everywhere, they have suffered record losses. Surprise, surprise. They lost $15 billion last year. Pretty cool, huh? A loss caused by a requirement the agency pre-fund retiree health benefits. Let's see here. That's $11 billion. So where'd they get the other four? What have they done?
Yeah.
It seems like a small, inconsequential number, doesn't it? $4 billion.
Yeah, isn't it funny?
Dollars.
How you hear $1 billion now, and you're like, oh, okay, well, that's, right. You know, it's $1 trillion that scares you now.
The Postmaster General says we have to do something. Wow! That's cool. He's got it all figured out.
Where's he been?
Yeah. Postal Service seeking more leeway to manage its business independently. They don't want to. See, the government mandates, this is what you don't know about all of these quasi-public/private agencies. The government still mandates that they do what the government does for its own employees. So the Postal Service is kind of but not really, sound like John Stewart now, right? It is kind of but not really a governmental agency. But they require the Postal Service to provide for their employees the same as if they were full government employees. So they have to give them all the benefits.
So how can they compete with UPS or FedEx? Even
they
though UPS
can't.
Has
never.
Amazing benefits.
Yeah, never, 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 never.
Yeah, you
so
can't.
Under the circumstances, what I look at, Richie, here in this way, shape, or form, it gets us to focus on the ridiculous benefits that public employees get, period. Sorry, those of you who are listening that are working in the public sector, you can say, well, we work long hours, we don't get paid a lot, but we get taken care of when we retire. You know what? I work long hours, Jennifer does, Richie does, Roberta does, and we don't have somebody, the goodness and the graciousness of the American taxpayer looking out for us.
Nothing's guaranteed for me.
Nothing guaranteed for me. How about you, Jennifer?
Not a thing, except for that sneeze.
Yeah, Roberta, you don't have any guarantees, right?
I don't even expect to collect Social Security. It's going to be broke by the time I get there.
Yeah. Okay. So why, then, should these people that work at the post office or even in government expect what we don't expect?
Hey, Roberta, by the way, I got a voucher program you might be interested in.
Wait a minute. Hold on just a second. I just made a mistake. I said they don't get paid that much money. The average median income.
Oh, they sure do get paid.
This year, hold on, I'll give you the stats. Average median income for a non-governmental worker in the United States of America today is less than $50,000, like $49,900 or something. It's up $300-$400 from last year. Whereas the average government employee, your average policeman, teacher, fireman, somebody's a bureaucrat, civil servant employee, the average between local, state, and federal governments all combined, the average pay for a person who works for a governmental institution is $64,100. It's gone down a little, a couple hundred dollars, whereas the median's gone up a little. But there still is a $14,000 difference in what they get paid. And then look at their benefits. And it's no wonder everybody wants to go to work for the government.
I can tell you.
20 years, you retire, and you get a pension.
All of my neighbors, all of my neighbors.
Work for the government.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Well, that's where you are. You live.
I live in Northern Virginia.
In that world. Yeah. So I have no sympathy for the Postal Department, and I don't have much sympathy for people who work in the government, frankly, whose attitude yesterday, oh, my God, do I want to tell this story now? Whew. Talk about bureaucracy.
Uh-oh.
Let's hold it, because Roberta needs
to do her time. All right, 16 past on Good Day. Roberta, out
today
next.
We're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store.
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one today.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals.
What moves me? When I was younger, I ran everywhere. Then life took over. Suddenly it was trains, planes, and automobiles. Then I started running again, and I wasn't as limber. It was cartilage loss. I started taking Move Free Maintains and Repairs. It helps my body maintain more cartilage. And now, there's no looking back. Move Free Maintains and Repairs. Healthy joints move free.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, get 50% off photo cards and invitations. No coupon needed. Limited time only. Details in-store and at Staples.com. Staples. That was easy.
Want to really clean up for the holidays? Deck out your halls for less at Lumber Liquidators Flooring Sale. Our thickest laminates are up to 33% off. Plus, save up to 10% on all hand-scraped engineered hardwood and up to 10% on all hand-scraped bamboo. Better yet, get special extended financing. Plus, big savings on flooring tools and professional installation. Hurry, our flooring sale is going on now. So visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store today.
She's the queen of...
Yes, she is.
The diva of toaster time.
Wow.
It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Deals today on Christmas movies and music and books. Let's have at it there, Roberta.
Lots of Christmas stuff. Let's start out with Christmas Story. Yes, the movie. A quick call to Christmas Story. It's one of the few Christmas movies that I can actually stomach once in a while. Amazon has it for under $10 and free shipping. A holiday triple three DVD set, $8.99 for all three, called The Most Wonderful Time of the Year, Moonlight and Mistletoe. Ooh, that sounds romantic. And The Christmas Choir. Free MP3, Green Hill Christmas Music Sampler. Some great stuff on this one. Absolutely free. We have a free ebook called Homemade Christmas Gifts. If you can't afford to buy your Christmas gifts, make them. Or it's even nicer to make them. Or if you got more time than money, like I do, homemade Christmas gifts are good. A free cheap DVD, $4.99 plus free shipping. One of the few other Christmas movies that I can actually stand. It's called Horton Hears a Who, Dr. Seuss. And if you want to thank our men and women in the military. Yes, it is.
Horton Hears a Who?
Yes, it's about Christmas. A free thank you to the troops card. It's at plus free shipping from Shutterfly. Thank our U.S. military men and women for their service.
She's losing it.
Thank you, right. All right, so that's all listed at the Queen of Cheetah. The box is just below the fold, if you will, right on top of Phil Limpert's.
Roberta is right on top of Phil.
Yes, she is.
Yeah. Just look for him.
At DougSteffen.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say, show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter. All from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Time now for our 2020 music quiz. Going to present you with three well-known musicians, and I'm going to ask you to tell us what they have in common at the moment, starting with Boz Scaggs. A horrible name. Pretty good on the guitar.
Yeah. Right? Seen him in concert, no less than 18 times.
I call you. You ain't
Why couldn't you put up one of the hits or something?
This is Breakdown Dead Ahead. This is one of his bigger hits.
No, it's not.
Hey, you want Lowdown?
Yeah. Right. Lowdown is much better. And people identify what we're talking about and about whom we are speaking.
I can't help it if you don't know the big hits.
This is not about me, Rich. It's about the audience.
Hold on. Let me see if I get the good part here.
All right, so we have three people involved in this commonality. Boz Scaggs, number one in this group. Number two in the group is Donald Fagen with Steely Dan.
Sorry.
What'd you play? You're playing the Doobies.
Yeah.
You can play them if you want.
Well, no, here's...
Donald Fagen, Steely Dan. Second cog in this wheel. I'm going to stump you even, Richie. I don't think you're going to know the answer.
I don't know because you just played two of my favorite bands of all time. So.
All right, so this one, my favorite bands of all time, the Doobies. Michael McDonald. We're not always as fond of him as we might be, but
no.
But the Doobies, he was A-okay. Crank this up, Richie.
I killed the Doobie Brothers.
All right, for a while. Bum, 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 bum. Okay. So here's the question. Boz Scaggs, Donald Fagen, and Michael McDonald are involved in a new adventure. A new enterprise. Name the enterprise, please. 800-510.
Wait a minute, isn't that a starship?
Do I win?
The Enterprise?
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's easy, guys. 800. That actually is pretty funny, Jennifer. 800-510-8255, but you can't distract me from the real meaning of the question.
You're not talking about a band, right?
I am. Yes, I am.
I saw this band 5 years ago.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I've seen them twice, actually.
Okay. Well, they're now becoming more public with it. That is, they're promoting it more instead of just kind of hanging around.
And you should go see this.
I think I should. I think you're right about that. Yeah, I like these guys
really
myself.
Yeah. And the other...
So you know the name of the band?
Yeah, oh, go without a doubt. Yeah, okay. A couple other CDs.
Okay.
Yeah, really? It's good stuff. And it's funny because they do joke about, like, well, they on stage, they... seriously encourage all of us guys who are in our 40s and 50s to go get a prostate exam.
Really?
We were, right,
so my ARP may be not far off the map.
We were dying laughing.
Really?
And they were just like, guys, seriously, go get your prostate exam.
These guys have filmed a concert for PBS. Be out on a DVD next year. So what band are we talking about that consists of Boss Gags, of Donald Fagen, and Michael McDonald? Name the band.
Great stuff.
And you will get a prize, $150 worth of lotions, creams, cleansers from Pure Attitude. That's the prize when you call us at 800-510-8255 on Good Day. Name the group they're working on, and this would be the first time they put something like this together, Richie, as a PBS special.
Right, the first time. The band has been on and off for
510-8255. What is the group called that has Boz Skaggs, Donald Fagen, and Michael McDonald put together? It's 28 past the hour. Time to think here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work in reducing premature births. Almost 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and life-saving programs to help moms in our communities have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us during Prematurity Awareness Month in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
If occasional digestive issues are making you feel twisted up, count on Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its advanced probiotic survives to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion. Take the Digestive Advantage 14-day challenge with a money-back guarantee. Go to digestiveadvantage.com for details. The probiotic that survives. That's the Digestive Advantage. Take the 14-day challenge at digestiveadvantage.com.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Lieutenant Colonel Cyrus Johnson, 307th Bomb Group, United States Air Force.
We were leaving with napalms. We had 40 100-pound napalm bomb missions. And when we took off, the gunner called back and says that they're erupting into the bomb bay. And I said, well, they've already erupted, and it was up against the back of the... I said, well, there's nothing wrong. So I went back, and there were three, four bombs that all erupted, and they had just fallen up against the back of the bomb bay. So I told them to open up the bomb bay, and I jettisoned those four bombs, dropped them into the ocean, and went on to the target. And we were the only crew that did that. Everybody else jettisoned the whole bombs. So I got the DFC for that. Didn't know that it was such a big deal.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our Super Tuck Deluxe or Mini Tuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Together just for you on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, trying to have you focus on an amazing day, because when you have amazing days, you live fully, and when you live fully in the moment, there is an aliveness that comes so easily to you. Have you noticed that? An aliveness, a feeling, your body swells, your mind swells, everything feels swell, as it were. The scandal is the focus of our poll this weekend at DougSteffen.com, by the way. As the scandal continues to grow, who do you think the news media is spending too much time on? Jen, you have that sort of same focus on Facebook, do you not?
Not today.
Oh, well.
Today we are.
Right, let's do a rewind. Richie, rewind to yesterday at this time.
Well, not yesterday either.
Oh, how about we rewind a couple of days?
We actually haven't talked about this scandal at all. Not on Facebook. I will.
Really?
I'll put it up there. No, we've been tackling the important topics at Facebook.com, like the new James Bond movie, like guns, if you actually own one or not. And then today's question is based on something Doug and I were talking about in the first hour of the Good Day Show today, which is we're celebrating 25 years of Good Day.
Yep.
Doug always wanted to work on a farm and be in radio. So as a youngster, what was your career ambition? So you can chime in on that now, Facebook.com/Good Day Show. I will post some things about the scandal. I was just trying to stay away from it because I thought everybody's been talking about it.
Everybody's there.
Yeah, you know what?
I would say stay away. Yeah, just stay away.
Don't you think? I mean, that was just my feeling.
I want to know what you got with the gun stuff, because I want to compare it to the poll at DougSteffen.com.
Okay, I'm going to tell you about the guns, and then I have to go back, because there's a few little random notes, social media notes, that I want to share with you guys, plus, you know, just because I like to. It's fun. Sure. All right, so the question was, do you have a gun? And if you don't, would you get one? Nita said yes. Ryan said he's carried a handgun since he turned 21. Christine said yes, because she's a single mother. She uses it for protection. Cindy said yes, and she wants more. Heidi said, I have several guns.
More
I'd love to buy more.
More guns?
Wants more guns. Yeah.
Really?
Ryan said, for Doug, you mentioned a sparkly pistol for Jen. Do you know what one says to a woman with a bright pink gun pointed at them?
No.
I didn't do it?
Answer is yes, ma'am. Thank you, Ryan. That's why I want one. Linda said, yes, I'm a 61-year-old grandmother of four. I do have a gun, and if I did not, I would get one. Mm-hmm. Patrick said, Doug, I have several guns and plan to get more. Janet said, no, I would not get one unless we're actually having a combative war in this country. Richard said, I'm destroying my old ones and updating my newer ones. I will give up a lot, but not them. It is what keeps me from being an unarmed peasant in the scheme of things.
Really?
Interesting, yeah. Maria Bailey said, got two in my house.
Really?
Michael Landstrom said, I have several there for hunting and targets, plan on getting a tactical shotgun for home protection. Linda said, my husband and I hunt, so yes, we have guns. Jake said, should be part of the school syllabus. Teach firearm safety. You know, that may not be such a bad idea.
Yeah, no, that's not.
Shauna said, cool. Yes, several in fact.
How to type, how to add, subtract, multiply, and divide, and I get the water down that much.
All right. Shauna said, yes, several, in fact, wouldn't be without them. P.S., they are loaded at all times and ready for business. Interesting. Candy said,
where
yes, she
keep,
carries it on her.
I
want
to know where these
license.
People keep their guns safely away from their children.
This it was one of our most widely answered questions. I mean, I'm not even halfway done telling you all the answers. So, right. I mean, check it out, facebook.com/good day. There are some no's in there, but mostly yeses.
Yesterday's
now,
poll...
At
DougStephan.com. Okay, let me interject this because it has to do with the same thing. We asked yesterday at DougStephan.com whether or not you'd ever been to a gun range. 30% of you who responded to the poll at DougStephan.com said no, you didn't have any interest. 26% of you said a couple of times. 21% of you said you go often. 18% of you said you haven't been yet, but you want to. And 5% said once, and that was enough. All right, so what else you got, Jen Jen?
All right, Ken Mullins is one of our Facebook friends, and yeah. He is very concerned because yesterday on the show something was bleeped. And so his question on Facebook is, let me be the first.
Spermicide.
What did you... Did he get away with it, Rich?
I got him.
Just
no,
then.
He just said it right now.
Oh, no, then he got away with it.
He didn't even hear you.
No. I was looking for some audio over here. I didn't even hear you.
All right, yeah, so Rich, you're also in trouble. You mean it?
Why is Richie in trouble?
Because Wendell Stewart wrote to us and said, ask Rich why he had to make the remark about junk cars on blocks in the front yard. Is that his visual opinion of West Virginia?
I knew I was going to get something.
Nice job, Richie.
Virginia is my neighbor. All of my friends who live in Virginia laugh and giggle when we make those jokes. So don't get all upset.
He really means Mississippi
personal.
And Alabama, folks.
I was just in Virginia a week ago, West Virginia a week ago. I live in Virginia, so...
It'll be easy to find.
It's all right.
All right, so here's the story with the... About three days ago, my friend Steve Wiseman, who's a lawyer, has a new book out called Scamicide or something. No, 50. What's the name of the book?
Hold on. I'll tell you. Scamicide is the name of his website. Out,
yeah. The book is called 50 Ways to Protect Your Identity in a Digital Age. All right? And he has a website called Scamicide.com. And as I was introducing him for .com, and so Richie hit it, bleeped it then. And he bleeped it yesterday when I brought it back up. And he didn't bleep it a minute ago because he didn't hear it. Now, I'm guessing he just bleeped it this last time.
I did.
Yeah, okay. So that was fun. So that's what the gentleman wanted to know. And what did he bleep? That's what got bleeped, all right? He at least got it on once. I want to talk about Jill Kelly in a moment. But first, let's get the answer to our 2020 music quiz. Seeing as it is 20 before the hour, we try to put these in the window from 20 past 20 before the hour. There's a new group. Well, actually, it's not a new group, but they're doing something new for PBS. It's a band consisting of Boz Scaggs, Donald Fagen, and Michael McDonald. So the question is, what's the name of the group? And here is Dusty from Redmond, Oregon. Hi, Dusty. Welcome. Good day. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. You know what? It hasn't been too long. I guess a few months. Almost maybe a year, I don't know, since you guys started coming on early in the morning. And I'm an insomniac. You guys have made my day a good day just by replacing the reruns of what was it, Coast to Coast? They used to rerun those twice.
Really?
And but you guys came along, and, man, I'm up at, 3:30.
Here we are to save the day.
Running around in my pajamas, I tell you what, it's great.
Me too.
Perfect.
Anyway, the answer to your question is, what is it, the Dukes of September or something like that?
Yes. The Dukes of September, Boz Gags, Donald Fagen, Michael McDonald. Richie, you can give us a little bit more background into what they're all about.
The Dukes of September actually started out as a one-off tour back in the late, I don't know, maybe early 90s, like 1990, called the New York Rhythm and Soul Review. Yep. And that was Donald Fagen's first time, maybe 88, something like that. That was Donald Fagen's first time back on stage after touring with Steely Dan back in the 70s. And the Steely Dan didn't do too well touring because they're studio musicians. They hated it. They thought they were terrible because they were all perfectionists. Mm. So they toured one time and never did it again. So they get this New York Rock and Soul Review with Fagen and Boz Gags and Becker, or McDonald. And they're like, all right, this is pretty cool. So then Fagen starts touring with Steely Dan again. And then in the late 90s, I guess it is, they put together the New York Rock and Soul Review again. And then they started touring as the Dukes of September.
I saw
the New York Rock and Soul Review once and the Dukes of September twice. And it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, first time I remember hearing about it, I might have been a lifetime subscriber to Rolling Stone. And when I read about it, of course, we live out here in the hinterland, so we don't get those good shows like that. But I read about it, and I've just been waiting for them to produce something.
All right, so now you can see the PBS special, and there's going to be a DVD available first of next year. After the special gets done, you'll see that.
The New York Rock and Soul Review has a CD out. I don't know whether you can still get it, but then the Dukes of September also do it. And then on YouTube, you can see they all do their own songs. So you hear the Steely Dan, you hear the Doobie Brothers, you hear the Boz Gags. And then they do a lot of other old soul and blues songs, too. And they'll do some old funk. Just thank you for letting me be myself.
In their own way. Yeah. That's good stuff.
Fun stuff.
Thank you, Dusty. By the way, before you go, the question today at DougStefan.com has to do with the scandal and who you think the news media is spending too much time on. What would you say? Petraeus, Broadwell, Kelly, Allen, the FBI guy, or all of them?
You know what? All of them.
All
military
of them.
Guys have been chasing skirts forever. This is not news.
I think you may be right on that.
My only concern is that if there was a security breach involved in there, that deserves some consideration. Outside of that, let their wives take care of them.
That's it. Right. Yeah, you're right on that. All right, hold on a second. We'll give you a $150 selection of Pure Attitude creams and facial material, et cetera, et cetera. I want to talk about Jill Kelly for a minute because this is the sort of thing, and I would really like to get more Jennifer and Roberta's reflection on this. Not a big deal because we want to get to the television report, but the more I look at this woman and have the people at the Air Force Base and the State Department all distance, this woman is extraordinarily immature, first of all. She's needing attention, and she got it by creating something for herself. This was self-appointed, all this stuff, when she calls herself a social liaison, that's her own phrase. That nobody has dubbed her a social anything except a social climber, which is what she is. But you got to wonder, what's going on? She's described as a Tampa socialite. Huh? What's going on in your life that you feel you got to be involved in this sort of thing? And go out and try to connect yourself to the SEALs.
This is the military community's version of the Kardashians.
Yeah, maybe.
Or the Salahis or any of the real housewives.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I got to feel important. And this woman, just beyond, never mind whether it was, we're not talking about the propriety of what Broadwell and Petraeus did. It's just that these self-effacing, self-important, blowhard gas bags that feel like they have to have some place in life. I don't know if this woman's got any children or not. That doesn't seem to be her priority. Her priority is having people know who she is. And that means that she got a lousy marriage and probably her whole life stinks and she had to do something to make somebody else's life miserable. So voila, here you are. You got what you wanted, lady. How's it working for you? This whole thing makes me ill.
Those who wish for fame and fortune.
Yeah.
Always comes back to bite you.
Is she the new, what's her face, Blondie from Monica Lewinsky days?
Paula. Linda Tripp.
Linda Tripp. Is she the new Linda Tripp?
Yes, she is the new Linda Tripp because Broadwell would be the Monica Lewinsky here.
Yeah. All right. So just my thoughts. You can always share with me or us. And Roberta and Jennifer, I just want to, yes, no, what do you think? Am I on the right path here?
Yeah, I think
you
she
all know
wants
people
be,
like this.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think oh, she. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I think probably Roberta better than anybody because she is, you know, a New York lady who knows about how people want to work their way up the ranks. I mean,
oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
a big thing in New York City. I so much so in L.A. But you know, I'm a, I don't live in the pretty area of L.A.
Yeah,
so.
But L.A. is a different kind of.
It's
a different
it is.
Reality.
It's a different vibe. Yeah,
yeah.
It's
very different.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right. In a moment, Jennifer updates the television news for tonight and the weekend here on Good Day.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Cooking and entertaining doesn't have to be stressful around the holidays. Verizon is launching the Fast Festive Fun with Sandra Lee contest to show how to streamline all of your cooking and entertaining needs and win fabulous prizes. Food Network host Sandra Lee has details.
Do you have a fast, festive, fun holiday recipe? Submit your best homemade or semi-homemade recipe that can be shared and used to entertain your family and your friends. Your entries are going to be judged on originality, cost, speed, and ease. The categories include things like desserts, appetizers, entrees, and leftovers. The grand prize is a Samsung Galaxy Tab 2 and my Sandra Lee 10-piece stainless steel cookware set. Verizon offers so many ways to incorporate technology into the kitchen by using your mobile devices for grocery store lists or looking up recipes and, of course, showing off your culinary creations on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, or entering contests.
To submit your best recipe and learn how to introduce technology in your kitchen, visit Verizon now through December 19th at verizoninsider.com/Sandra Lee.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
I a postscript as Jennifer gets started doing the television report. I was talking about the PBS special for the Dukes of September that's being performed and filmed, I think it's tonight, as a matter of fact, for distribution later on. They're performing at the David H. Koch Theater at Lincoln Center in New York. You know the significance of that, right, Roberta? The David H. Koch Theater?
No.
Related to the Koch brothers?
David Koch is one of the Koch brothers.
Right.
Oh, as in Coca-Cola.
No. As in Coke Industries.
As in Mitt Romney.
As in John. As in, yeah, exactly. As in Don,
as
John
where
Birch.
All the Republican money comes
I was
from.
Thinking of as in as John Garcia.
$40 million
as
they
in
contributed
super
to the various.
Back.
Right, exactly. That's who. Yeah. The Koch brothers paid for.
God bless them.
The theater at Lincoln Center. Just in case you didn't know and you were wondering. There you go.
They're Roberta. The George Soros of the right.
Yeah, they are, exactly. Mm-hmm. All right, so Jen. Yes. What do we have that's going on? It's good tonight and this weekend. What do we have?
Well, the American Music Awards are this weekend, if you want to set your DVRs now. That's Sunday night. That's the big news or big programming news of the day. But, you know, I'm not quite Survivor type. I never really could understand why people go on Survivor. Well, now I have another reason. Lisa Wichelle, she played Blair on The Facts of Life, and she has been competing on CBS's Survivor this season. She now has the West Nile virus.
Oh,
I don't mean to laugh, but this is a reason why we do not go on Survivor, people. She reported the news herself on both Facebook and Twitter, saying that she got the diagnosis, that she's fine, she's just tired, and expects it to take about a year to fully recover from the disease.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Now, she didn't say whether or not she got it in the Philippines while she was filming Survivor, but come on.
Wow.
Probably where she got it.
All right.
Good.
Great. You got 10 seconds. Hurry up.
Oh, no. I was just going to say, good news for guys with kids. NBC gave them four more episodes.
Four more episodes.
Four more. Gets down to that.
Four more episodes.
Rumor Willis, Demi Moore and Bruce Willis's daughter is on Hawaii 5-0.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's GMO-free with no hydrogenated oils and has a 25-year shelf life. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
To get away, Tom Parsons is here to help you do that from the Better Living Box. Lots of tips from Tom. You can click on to his picture at DougStephan.com in the contributors box. Not too late to book your cheap holiday flights. I see, because I sign up for all of these notices every single day. There are half a dozen notices. This sale for American, this sale for Delta, this sale for AirTran, yada, yada, on. And on goes JetBlue, get on. So who really does have the deal? Come on. All of this stuff. Who's got the best deals going? Who? Where do you get them?
I think you take the best of all of them, all right?
Yeah.
And you use sites like Best Register.
That's kind of an oxymoron, the best of all the airlines. That's like saying, let's go see the best registrar of motor vehicles.
Here's the thing. The whole game right now, again, those who do want to go home for Thanksgiving, the airlines didn't really give us any holiday fare sales. But
why should they? The planes are all full.
Well, no, but they did take the advance purchase of 21 days, which is normally the cheapest, without a sale. Now you can buy those same airfares with only 3 days advance notice, and maybe by tomorrow morning, it'll be down to 0 day advance purchase as long as you fly between November 19th through the 24th, which is not the Sunday, but the Saturday. And Saturday's starting to sell out pretty fast right now, to the point where those price points have almost doubled, too, because it's becoming the cheaper of all the days of return after Thanksgiving. We still think leaving on Monday, as early as this coming Monday, you can still get a good deal and come back on Friday. Leave on Tuesday, come back on Friday. Even if you go on a short haul, go Thursday morning, come back on Friday. But what you don't want to do is fly on Wednesday, which is a blackout day, and come
horrible.
Back on Sunday.
Never mind not want to fly, not want to pay. Try making it through the airport.
Right.
Try going through. My daughter came back from Paris yesterday, went through LAX, took her 3 hours and 40 minutes. to get through customs because people are coming from Europe to spend the families, kids in school and people who work over there are coming back to America to spend Thanksgiving.
And not only spend Thanksgiving, but they're also here for their Christmas shopping spree because our merchandise.
Right. A lot of Europeans,
so
you're right. A lot of Europeans come over here and shop. Roberta, I don't know if you knew that or not, but lots of Europeans are just going every big city that has a direct flight to any place in Europe is jammed.
A lot of Italians here this year. I don't know why. I hear Italian all over the place.
And you go down to Disney World next week or whenever you all go.
Oh, good, Richie. When are we going? We're going the week after
First week of December, yeah.
Yeah,
you'll be in. When I was there, I think over 50, 60, 70% of the people at Disney were from a foreign country.
And that's a horrible airport to get in and out of.
Yeah, Orlando's tough.
Oh, my God, Orlando's awful.
Last time we went, it was pretty good, though.
Horrible.
The last time I went, too, was okay, too.
Give yourself an extra 30 to 40 minutes. If you know your way around and you think you know your way around, I think I know my way around. Tom does. You forget it all at Orlando.
It's a
nightmare
it's a terrible
madhouse.
My week, it was the week Sally hit, though.
Yeah.
Nobody could fly anywhere, so everybody stayed home. Yeah. The TSA looked like it was a ghost town.
All right, so the idea is to shop around. You can still, I'm going on Sunday and coming back. Remember, you and I, we shopped Sunday to Friday, and then I think we shopped Saturday.
Sundays are one of the worst days to travel, too.
Say that again?
Sundays are always
The fare price was okay.
I know, that's fine.
It's Sunday?
Because sometimes when you take a high day and a low day, it can equal out for you.
Right, that's what it did.
Mm-hmm. But you don't want to take two Sundays or a Friday and a Sunday in there because that'll kill you.
Or Wednesday and Friday.
Now, one thing we are seeing after the holidays and also in between the holidays, as we're, we've been doing this on our blog, but we've been doing a lot more of that. I mean, I still see, deals like Chicago to Europe. And actually, this is a good question. You probably know the answer, but you can actually fly from Chicago to two different continents, Europe and China on the same trip and do it for $539. The city is Istanbul. It's $539. That includes airfare, international taxes, the whole work.
Whether you go east or west, you can get
there. Land in Istanbul, which is the European side, and you take the canal over, and you're in Asia.
Right.
So you're in two parts.
What airline can you do that on?
I think that we had United yesterday.
United, yeah. Which United doesn't look too hot. There's what's the controversy? Oh, United's computer system went down the other day, and the plane stopped for 2 hours.
United breaks guitars, too.
Yeah, they do break guitars. And it's the third time since
they took
over
Continental. And they don't give you mileage for cellos.
Right, none of that. That's right. Yeah. United, forget about it. Tom Parsons from bestfares.com on Good.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.